coming up on Texans Huddle.
Looking, pumping, throwing, left side of the end zone, caught, touchdown, Owen Daniels.
The Texans were back at home and some familiar faces made their long-awaited return.
And he's tripped up by Brian Cushing.
Another week, another win, and another step towards the regular season. In-depth game coverage, analysis from the voice of the Houston Texans, and a one-on-one with Devere Posey. All that and more coming up right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into a very special edition of Texans Huddle. It's the second preseason game this week for the Houston Texans, the first here at home at Reliance Stadium as the Texans take on the Miami Dolphins. Welcome inside, Patty Smith, alongside a very familiar face and voice to Houston, but the newest member of our broadcast team, Dave Raymond. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Patty. I'm really looking forward to it. I really appreciate Fox and the Texans getting me involved, and as we all know, a huge season for the Texans, high expectations, just looking forward to a lot of fun football.
A huge season for the Texans, a huge season for us with Dave as well. Dave will be hosting our live pre- and post-game shows alongside Tony Banks from our studios. I'll be manning the sites here at the stadiums, but I know you're looking forward to not only working with Tony, who was a former Houston Texan, but really just embarking on this season.
Well, hanging out with the quarterback. Those guys are the smartest guys on the field, right? I'll let him be the smarts. I'll get us in and out of commercial. We'll have some fun and hopefully cover a very memorable season for the Houston Texans.
Absolutely. We're all looking forward to it. Of course, the game at hand is the Miami Dolphins. What are you hoping to see tonight?
Well, I think the key is always, you know, how do guys react? And I think Brian Cushing tonight, that was a key. How does he feel out on the field? You know, you have to have that piece in place going forward. Anytime I think, you know, Case Keenum's in town, the fans get a big kick out of seeing him play. So that's a big part of the fun today. And, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, I think a lot of people wanted to get a real look at him in person as well. This guy is going to be a difference maker on the offensive end. So there's still so much to learn about this team, even though we're just a handful of weeks away. But these are the big days for it.
All right. Well, I think this is our real difference maker right here. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Looking forward to a great season. Let's see how the entire game unfolded in this week's Texans Rewind.
It's good to be back home, and home is better and bigger than ever. But it all starts with taking care of the little things, like playing well tonight in preseason game number two.
The quarterbacks continued to shine for the Texans in their second preseason game. With Case Keenum following Matt Schaub and working with the twos, he once again stepped up, going 11 for 18 with 150 yards, including a 38-yard touchdown to Lestar Jean.
He's going to throw. Has a little time. Airs it out left side. Lestar Jean is there at the 10, 5 to the pylon. Touchdown, Houston! On fourth down, they go long and hit Pater.
Yeah, I thought the offense ran pretty smoothly. You know, there was a few hiccups with some turnovers and penalties, but it was a lot of fun out there tonight. We got the job done.
And while Keenum's two game numbers may seem like enough to win the backup job, T.J. Yates has done nothing to lose it, going 7 for 9 for 84 yards and a 33-yard touchdown pass to Garrett Graham.
Yates fakes the give, bootlegs out to the left side. Yates throws it, caught. Graham 20, 15, 10 to the sideline, 5, and maintains its balance. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. T.J. Yates to Garrett Graham, 33 yards.
The easy way for me to answer that is to say they're both doing their job. So they're making it really hard on me. They're both doing good things, and that's a good thing for our team.
First-round draft pick DeAndre Hopkins continued to impress, catching two passes for 22 yards in the first quarter before heading to the dressing room with a head injury.
Yeah, he's fine. He just got a little woozy on the pass he caught, but he's fine.
On the defensive side of the ball, Brian Cushing made his return to the field for the first time in 10 months after tearing his ACL. He was the last man announced during introductions, gave an inspirational speech in the pregame huddle, and made his presence on the field felt immediately.
Tannehill sets up the screen left side to Miller, and he's tripped up by Brian Cushing. Back at the 29-yard line, they lose yardage.
And I think that that's what the preseason is for, you know, for him to knock them cobwebs off for all of us to kind of get that game-type feel in. And he did pretty good to me from what I seen.
Told me to play 10 plays, and the 10th one was awesome. It was going to be a sack, and he, you know, so it could have been as good as it could possibly be, you know, but the minute that was his last play and told Wade to get him out of there. But, you know, I'm proud of him. I told him going out of the tunnel today. I said, welcome back. You know, I'm proud of you. You worked your tail off, and he's got a lot of confidence right now for him to get out there and, you know, get hit on again and all that type of stuff. You know, it was a big step in the right direction.
The Texans, of course, came away with the 24-17 victory and overall are confident with where they are heading into preseason game number 3.
We got so many tough decisions to make, be it, you know, you see me throwing it with these quarterbacks trying to make a decision, you know, trying to play all these running backs. The defensive line, we're very competitive in the backup nature right now. And, you know, so we really got some tough decisions to make, and the bulk of those decisions are probably going to come over the course of this next week, you know, with you know, with some of these veteran-type backup players, you know, because we want to play most of our young guys in our last game.
The Texans have defeated the Miami Dolphins 24-17. Three touchdown passes on the night for the Texans. Schaub, Keenum, and Yates all find the end zone. And the Texans go to 2-0 on the campaign in the preseason.
All right, we have to take our first break here on Texans Huddle. What better way to go to break than let you see how you're doing? Let's see what you got.
Oh, the first time. All right, well, listen, we'll be right back. Patty joins the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, right after these words.
Good job.
Do my best.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, a lot of things to talk about, lots of news and notes going on this week. But before we get to all that, let's wrap up last weekend's game against the Dolphins.
You know, Patty, the big story is obviously Antonio Smith, and we'll get to that in just a few moments. What I like about the Texans right now, number one passing team in the National Football League in the preseason statistics, and obviously Matt Schaub hasn't played much. You have all three levels of the depth chart performing well. Case Keenum and T.J. Yates have had good preseason so far through two outings. They have the number two overall offense. They're running the ball pretty well, except for the starters, and we'll get to that. And defensively, they are fourth in the league. And you saw six sacks on Saturday night in the win against Miami, but J.J. Watt only played two snaps. So that shows you that all levels of the depth chart are doing their job.
All right, you mentioned Antonio Smith. Let's talk about that since it did happen in that game. Suspended for three games, two preseason games, plus the San Diego game on Monday night. Just your thoughts and kind of where it goes from here in the appeal process.
Get me started. Antonio Smith, look, Antonio is no stranger to the occasional 15-yard penalty. We all know this. And going into the game, they knew that Richie Incognito could be a problem. Patty, he's not known as a clean player. He's known as the number two dirtiest player in the National Football League behind Ndamukong Suh. And Incognito is actually proud of this information. He is just that way. And I was talking to some of the Dolphin people. They fully expected a little blow up to occur. Unfortunately for Antonio, he lost his cool. He's got to keep his composure. He swung his helmet and he's going to pay the price. They're appealing. Let's hope for the best.
All right, let's talk about the other big news this week. And that, of course, is the return of Arian Foster.
Oh my gosh. You know, sooner than we thought maybe, because I thought this week and then Sunday Gary Kubiak said, yeah, but his back is still hurting. And the doctors say he had some injections and it takes a while. Back injections does not sound good to me. But Arian is back, and isn't it good to see? Now, unlikely to see any action, of course, on Sunday. But the fact that he'll be good to go Monday night football opener, September 9th against the San Diego Chargers, that's a huge plus for the Texans. He's so crucial to everything they do offensively.
All right, let's hear what the latest is from Gary Kubiak on the Arian Foster situation.
Well, we pulled him off PUP, and he went back to work today, Matt, kind of on a limited basis, but it was positive. So we'll take a step, you know, day at a time.
How important is it that he's back at it now?
Yeah, it's really important, you know, Mark. And like I've told you all along, he's been working. It's not like he's been standing around and just trying to get soreness out, and he felt really good the last 2 days, and so you made a decision today, and I think we took a big step forward.
Well, regardless whether Arian plays or not this weekend, it's just good to know he's back and moving in the right direction.
Yes, Patty, so crucial, and you know, he grew up, part of his childhood was spent in San Diego, so that's going to be cool to see him play against the Chargers Monday Night Football. Now, also from the Dolphins game, you had some hits by Texans players. One by DJ Swearinger cost Dustin Keller his season. No fine for that. Clean hit low. And a lot of debate about whether that's necessary. But I don't know how you hit guys anymore, Patty. You can't go high because if you go helmet to helmet, you get fined. And Brandon Harris did get fined for a hit on a Dolphin player. So he's going to have to pay that price.
Well, while we're speaking of hits and staying safe, this is the perfect segue to a heads up program that Rick Smith took part in. And a bunch of kids, a little Texans, came out to practice.
Little Texans from Spillane, Cy-Fair area coming out to practice, and they heard from some Texans about playing heads-up football, safe football. Rick Smith explained.
I think it's important that we teach proper technique and that we remind these young men of, you know, the proper ways to tackle, the ways to you know, wear their equipment, the certification process that we have for coaches. So all of those elements that are, you know, present in the USA football program.
No, Patty, once a coach, always a coach. Rick Smith, former defensive backs coach, still has it in his blood.
Yeah, I think he had more fun out there today than the kids did.
Probably.
We have to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll visit one-on-one with Devere Posey. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, wide receiver Devere Posey, making your return onto the field this week after about 7-8 months or so since the Achilles injury. How good, A, does it feel to be back out there?
It feels good to be back out there with the guys and, you know, feel a part of the team. I just tried to make sure I stayed into it and studied and was, you know, involved in practice, you know, as much as I could. But it's a whole different feeling when you're putting on the helmet and running around with everybody.
Well, take us back to that moment, to the injury when it happened. Kind of take us through the play and kind of what was going through your head at the time and just kind of how it all felt.
I mean, I had like a wide and go. And after the play, I normally just always do a nice bounce and come back to the huddle, something I've done like 100,000 times, I feel like, since I've been playing sports. And for some reason, it just went. And I don't know. I mean, it was such a freakish accident. It wasn't like I was around anybody or I shouldn't have dove or I shouldn't have did this or did that. And I had really no regrets about it. It just happened. And so when something like that happens to me, you know, I soaked a little bit the first week. But after that, I just thought, all right, man, I can't. Let me really take in what happened. Like, I can't be mad. You know, it was a freak accident. The only thing I can do is accept it and just move forward and try and be stronger.
Well, and you've done just that. I mean, I know you've not only, you know, come back probably ahead of schedule, but you really took an interesting sort of method to do it. I heard you talking earlier today, you know, comparing other guys who've gone through this, and you're not just taking the cliches one day at a time. I mean, you really had a plan, and you really kind of, I think, exceeded all expectations in your return. So do you think maybe because of this, not that you ever would have wanted it to happen, or maybe a blessing in disguise isn't the right way to put it, but maybe you do come back stronger and all those things that you worked on that maybe you wouldn't have before will make you a better player moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. That's exactly the goal. I mean, you hit it on the head. I don't really have any comments, but to say, you know, that's exactly my mindset and exactly what I'm thinking moving forward.
So when you look at, obviously, you're out there every day still. You've had a chance to see DeAndre Hopkins. You've had a chance to see this receiving core. Where do you see yourself now kind of fitting back in and, you know, especially coming out here this weekend?
Oh, you know, as I get, you know, more in shape and get back into camp and the groove of things, and the way I'm looking at it is, like, today was, like, almost like my first OTA. You know, I had to dust everything off and just to get back into it and support the guys and be whatever help I can be or whatever service I can be to the offense and just getting, just getting back into the groove. And once I get back in the groove and the coaches feel comfortable and, you know, and they feel comfortable throwing me out there, I see myself being a part of the offense.
Interesting. You said you read Drew Brees' book. Drew Brees obviously coming in on Sunday this weekend. Will you go talk to him? Will you mention that to him?
I don't know. I mean, I know he's, you know, he has the camera handshake at the end of the game, you know, him and Matt have to do. And I don't know if I'll say something to him, but, you know, his book was really inspiring as far as just his mindset to beat small goals. And in the training room, I mean, it's so day-to-day that you can kind of get lost in the monotonous leg lifts and the monotonous calf raises just over and over. And I'm just trying to stay focused, like, all right, by this many weeks, like, I should be beating this, and by this week, like, and it was something I read in his book and through his story, and I just wanted to apply that to myself.
So now you've accomplished so many things and accomplished some of the goals you've set for yourself along the way. What are your goals for this season and moving forward?
I don't know. I think I got to rewrite some. I mean, and really, as far as, you know, I felt like I beat the 7-month goal. So why not have a great season? Why not be a part of a special run with this team? And why not contribute to it? So just being able to write my team goals down and figure out how I can help the team is really important.
So no limits for this team and no limits for Devere Posey.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. We have to take one more time out here on Texas Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, Mark Vandermeer will be back, and we will look forward to the Saints. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle has been brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, talking some New Orleans Saints coming to town for preseason game number 3 this weekend.
I feel like we just know them so well. You know, every preseason and once every 4 years in the regular season, the Texans face the Saints. And this is Drew Brees, Sean Payton 3.0, Patty. They're back, and they're slinging it better than ever. Drew Brees is on his game, and even though some of the weapons have changed, he still has Jimmy Graham, he still has Marcus Colston, and Nick Toon, this rookie wide receiver. Watch out for him. He's real good. Defensively, they were dead last in the league last year. They're looking to improve there, obviously. Offensively, they were still the number one passing attack in the NFL in 2012, so they're a dangerous bunch. This is the one where the starters play the most. Gary Kubiak said a half a football or a number of snaps, whichever comes first, which means that maybe the starters don't even come out in the third quarter, but he's always, he's got a prerogative to change his mind.
Yeah, Nick Toon, Al Toon's kid, which is kind of hard to believe that's come around another generation already. And this kid is fast. He's tall. Amazing that he lasted until the fourth round for the Saints.
Yeah, I know. And they often turn, it's not quite Patriot-like, but they often turn guys like Marcus Colston, seventh rounder formerly, guys who you would least expect into dynamite weapons. Darren Sproles is there. Of course, he's always been a pretty good weapon for them.
All right, you ready to do a little mailbag?
Or for the Chargers, then for the Saints. Yes, let's do mailbag, please.
Let's do mailbag. Do you have to say anything about the sponsor?
Texas Lottery, Houston Texans scratch-off game. Play it and listen for me on those commercials. Did I mention that before? I'm sorry.
Yes, you usually tend to get that in. All right, Scott would like to know. He was at the game here against the Dolphins, saw a lot of miscues, and wants to know what the coaching staff has done about these misfires on both sides of the ball.
Well, a lot of the penalties on Saturday night against the Dolphins I thought were legitimate, okay, but also you had a referee in training that night, a guy who was on Ed Hockley's former Big 12 official, and I think that there were some things called that might not necessarily normally be called, but look, they're out to correct a lot of these things. This is what preseason is for.
All right, Phil wants to know if Antonio Smith's suspension, in your opinion, was too harsh.
Well, they're appealing it right now, and you can't swing a helmet. Antonio knows this, so he's going to pay the price for that. Maybe they can reduce it to just the preseason. That would be wonderful. My big problem is, where is Incognito's punishment for being such a dirty player? And we haven't seen it yet.
All right, this kind of stays along the lines of Antonio again. Mario wants to know what you think about all this nonsense, he calls it, when it comes to celebrations.
Is that Mario Williams?
No, Mario Galvan.
Oh, okay, sorry. Mario, look, the celebration stuff is actually okay. Antonio just said he shortened up the sword ninja celebration. He still did it. Watt's going to do his. You do it toward the crowd and not toward a player, then it's not taunting. You can get away with it.
All right, finally, Paul would like to know, are the Texans willing to trade either T.J. Yates or Case Keenum to get some insurance at running back in the event Arians' injuries would reduce his playing?
I'm going to say no. I believe both players will make the football team. You want to keep your 53 best players, the quarterbacks, the three quarterbacks, sorry, Stephen McGee, are in that top 53, and they're too valuable. If you cannot put Case Keenum on the practice squad anymore, someone's going to pluck him from there at some point.
All right, great job, but guess what?
What?
We're out of time.
No!
We are out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we hope to see you out here this weekend against the Saints. If not, join us again right here for Texans Huddle Thursday nights at 6 on Fox Sports Southwest. Have a great week, everyone.
You can hear the sounds of the fans.
Sounds like a home game to me.
Sounds like a home game to me. Back here at Reliance Stadium as the Texans take on the Dolphins. It is preseason game number 2.
Cushing is being introduced to the crowd, and it sounds like a playoff game at Reliance Stadium. Texans and Dolphins will have the coin toss and the kick. Schaub under center, drops back, throws over the middle, hits Andre Johnson at the 39-yard line. Tannehill fakes the give, looking. He's sacked by Antonio Smith. The ninja brings him down. Tannehill sets up the screen left side to Miller, and he's tripped up by Brian Cushing. Pumping, throwing, left side of the end zone, caught, touchdown, Owen Daniels. 15-yard TD pass from Schaub to OD. Has a little time, airs it out left side, the star gene is there at the 10, 5 to the pylon, touchdown, Houston. On fourth down, they go long. Tannehill gets the snap, here's McClain after him, can't get him, but Brayman has him down for the sack. Bootlegs out to the left side. Yates throws it. Caught. Graham 20, 15, 10. He's in the end zone. T.J. Yates to Garrett Graham. 33 yards. Heavy pressure. And Moore's going to go down as Mike Muhammad gets the sack. Moore tries to bootleg out to the left. Jefferson gets in the way and gets him down. It's a sack for Willie Jefferson. Moore gets the snap. Looking. In trouble again. And Williams has him down again. Second sack in a row for Trevardo. Court escapes forward. He fumbles the football, and Starling has it for the Texans. The Texans have defeated the Miami Dolphins 24-17, and the Texans go to 2-0 on the campaign in the preseason.